air it, push it. I'm going to air the baby. No, I'm going
to
take the baby for a stroll.
Air the baby.
Air the baby, I think.
Okay, fine. And if you have a male offspring, that's your son. A female is a
daughter.
And that she wouldn't be a boy, but a
girl.
And a woman who assists in the birth of a child who's not a registered nurse would be a
midwife.
They ever call them anything?
Granny woman.
Okay. Right. And if a boy has facial features very similar to his father, you'd say he...
He favors his father.
All right. And what if he has behavior? His behavior...
He acts like his father.
All right. And you'd say she had a hard life. Her husband died and she... Six children all
she
by
She raised her. Six children.
All right. And a child born out of wedlock is called a...
Well, the ugly name is bastard.
Yeah. Have you ever
illegitimate.
Heard, yeah, have you ever heard any kind of humorous expressions?
Woods Cope.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing. If your sister's son would be your
nephew,
and the a child with both parents dead is a
orphan,
and the court might have to appoint a
guardian,
and all the people related to you are your
relatives.
And you'd say, although she might look a lot like me, as far as I know, she's...
Not related to me.
No
kin to me.
And if the two sisters of Lazarus in the Bible are...
Mary and Martha.
And in the old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines...
Nellie.
And a goat, you'd say a male goat is a...
Oh, Billy Goat.
Sure. And the first book in the New Testament is?
Matthew.
And an untrained, part-time preacher who of questionable repute might be called a...
Well, we call him a jackleg preacher.
Okay. Now, have you ever used the term jackleg for any other...
Lawyer.
Okay. Anything else?
Well...
How about...
Yes, I believe so. Jackleg... Any of... semi-professional person who isn't that.
How about a tradesman, like a carpenter or a plumber
mm-hmm.
or something?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking to your, say, to your children, and they've never seen your sister before, and let's say they, your brother's wife, let's be better, your brother got married, they've never seen his wife, and so you'd say, now here is your uncle, and now here is
aunt so-and-so.
Yeah, here is your... Here is your uncle, and here is your...
His wife.
Your
aunt.
Yeah. And the leader of the Confederate Army was...
General Lee.
Yeah, and a rank below that, like, well, the fried chicken man is called...
Colonel.
All right. And his name is
Colonel Saunders.
Yeah. And in a basketball team, they appoint somebody as the...
Referee, captain.
Yeah, and how else is that word used? What other uses do
captain.
You think of the word captain outside of sports? Maybe, especially in times past.
Let's see. The military and
mm-hmm.
on the riverboats are captains and.
Never think of it in terms of labor. Like, did for instance, would tenant farmers ever use?
We
that?
Didn't have that. You know, we didn't have that many people down on plantations and all they might have had,
yeah.
But we didn't have that many laborers.
Now, a man who presides over a trial is a...
Judge.
And a young child in school is a...
Pupil.
And how about when he's older, you wouldn't say a college pupil?
A student, hopefully.
Okay. and then a person might have somebody in an office to take care of correspondence and so forth.
A secretary.
And the members of the Tazewell City Council, they're called the, you have a mayor probably, you have a mayor and then a...
Mayor and alderman.
Oh, alderman, that's what
mm-hmm.
I mean. And then...